Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
6:37 is the time now. It's time to, well...
Way up north.
Way up north.
Heading way up north. North of the Hooks at Notches. we're putting in a new one here, Mark. We're doing the Hooks at Notches because most people have never been north of you know, Pinkham Notch or Kinsman. So we'll make one that easy for them, Hooks at Notch.
Yeah, that's okay by me.
Yeah, I bet it is. Lieutenant Mark Ober, New Hampshire Fish and Game District 1, how are you?
Doing good, and I apologize I had to call so early this morning, Peter, but I'm on my way to stock some fish this morning, so I had to get an early start.
Oh, that's exciting.
Now it's interesting that on the website, usually you could go and find out where the fish had been stocked. But now it says, because of the COVID-19, we're not telling anybody because they didn't want people to congregate, I guess.
Right, right. And you know, we do our best to spread these fish out so people really can't congregate anyway. So, you know, I learned that the other day that we weren't posting those anymore, and I get it. But people still know they you can't hide the stocking truck from the public eye.
It needs a new paint job to look like a honey wagon or something, so people won't pay attention to it.
Right.
Wow. So are you getting more people trying to do the whole "I hate people" self distancing, so I'm going to go up to District 1? And I can walk and I can do stuff. Are you getting more people up there?
I'm definitely seeing more people walking than I've ever seen. But as far as the mass crowds of sportsmen either fishing or hiking, I haven't not seen that yet. That hasn't happened up here. Mm. People are still out and about, but they're not. It's not a mass, group of people that show up at different places. At least up here, it hasn't.
So
that's a good thing.
When the trailheads all got shut down, that make your life easier or more difficult?
This time of year, it's generally hit or miss anyway, Peter. It's not because there's still a ton of snow up on the trails. It generally keeps a lot of the hikers away. So that I haven't seen that much of a difference as far as calls go that I get.
Okay.
But obviously, you drive by the trailheads, there's no vehicles in there, and, the amount of hikers is down, I'm sure.
Wow. How much? I know that there was some snow, like 2 weeks ago, you got a foot. Didn't you get more last weekend?
A couple inches, yep. It wasn't too long ago. There was 2 or 3 inches that we had. Mm-hmm. It was a Monday or Tuesday, I believe, because I was supposed to stock fish that day, too, but it got canceled because of the snow.
Well, you can, and fishing's open now, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, all the trout ponds opened up, and all the lakes, all the rivers, everything's open.
How about turkey season starts on Friday? How's it looking up there?
There's turkeys around. You're not seeing them. The youth weekend was kind of slow. We checked a couple hunters. A couple young hunters got lucky and got their toms, but... up here in Coos County, it's not known for their turkey hunting anyway, but we still have a very, very healthy population and got some hunters that I'm sure they're anxious to get out.
Well, the two questions that people down here would care about, A, are you seeing any moose, and how are they doing?
Not seeing any recently. There's been a couple hit recently that we've had to pick up. Actually, I take that back. I did see a moose this weekend. It was a yearling. Looked like it normally does, kind of ratty, sort of, getting through that winter. But upright, walking around, and otherwise that looked healthy.
Okay. And now the second thing, not that anybody really cares about Lucas or Holmes or Egan or Fluid or Fry. How's Moxie?
Yeah. Moxie is doing great. Unfortunately, the training that these guys have to do, so Eric and Bob Mancini, our two canine officers up here. Usually every Monday they do training, but since this pandemic started, they've kept social distancing, so they're training on their own. So I don't see her that much anymore. But she's around. She's doing well.
Did I hear? I forget who told me that Moxie had her first case recently. You know, the case was taken to court that Moxie did the evidence or whatever, whatever.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
It doesn't. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
At least it doesn't. Stick in my mind anyway.
I mean, obviously, we're cheering for the little blonde girl. You know, I mean.
Oh yeah.
And has she thoroughly trained Eric yet?
She's still working on it.
Wow. So,
I'll put it this way. I had to order some more cards that we have, those baseball cards we have, because Eric ran out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And Eric always signs the card, and I'm going, I don't want your damn signature. You know, get me Moxie's paw print or something.
Yeah.
Wow. New season, and I know you're probably ambivalent about it, but new season of Northwoods Law. And it was a good one. It was, you know, I couldn't stay up, so I had to watch it the next day. But I think it was, the softball game was great. I mean, you know, that was great to see. But the search and rescue, and I had forgotten, I remember the case, but it really showed what goes into a search and rescue that I don't think a lot of people really understand. And Jim and Neelan, I mean, boy, he was worse than a, you know, my daughter's out after midnight, where is she kind of, I mean, you know, that parental thing. Trying to coordinate all the volunteers, the New Hampshire National Guard, the Blackhawk, the COs. There's a lot that goes into it, and there's a lot of emotion.
These multi-day rescues are their own beast, so to speak. We get a lot of search and rescue calls where it's just, you know, kind of know where they are, so you go up there. It takes a couple hours, maybe a night. But these multi-day ones where you don't know exactly where they are, it takes, exactly like you said, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that needs to be done that you just don't hear about. And I think the show did a good job putting that in perspective as far as that big search went. Yeah. You're coordinating everybody. It's stressful.
Yeah, and you would see, like Josiah, you know, bushwhacking, going, you can't see, I mean, this guy could be 10 yards away. I can't see him. Right. The stuff is that thick.
Yeah, and that's what's the not the glamorous part of the job, obviously, is when you do those things and you're going off the trail into that thick stuff because you just don't know. And you know, just recently, last weekend, I believe it was, we had a search for a girl who was lost in the woods, and Mancini and Ruger ended up finding her, but when they did, they were yelling and stuff, but she couldn't hear him because she was next to a river. So literally, you know, at night in the dark, you gotta, if you don't have a canine to track her down, you gotta stumble upon some of these people because it's just so loud if you're next to a river or stream that you can't hear.
I remember there was a young man who was lost a few years ago in Franconia Notch in that area, and a Blackhawk was looking for him, and he was finally found, and somebody asked him, well, didn't you see the helicopter? He said, yeah, but I didn't know it was for me.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was 4 or 5 day. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, I saw it, but I didn't know they were looking for me. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the last thing is, especially up in your neck of the woods, I was fishing this past weekend. Water temperature, depends where you are. Sunapee was still cold. Ooh. Sky Pond, where I was somewhere between 48 and 50 degrees. Wear a life jacket. Just don't have it in the boat as decoration.
That goes without saying. And really, especially this time of year, but all times of year, even if you're a great swimmer, there's no need to not have it on when you're in any sort of boat. Just for peace of mind, essentially, also. We've never recovered a drowning victim that had a life jacket on. Just something to remember.
That pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, so, and I know people, well, it's bulky. Well, yeah, I get that. I bought a new one this year. You know, I bought I think you guys have it, the cartridge, the CO2.
Yes.
You know. And it's thinner, and it's not as bulky. Bang, a little more money, but what the heck, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it's easy to inflate. So it's
yep.
If you need it, it's there.
No, absolutely. So you out stocking all day today?
Probably, yeah. Probably most of the day.
Okay, it'll take me about
an early start.
The show's over at 10. I can be up in about 2.5 hours.
Well, all I'll say is it's one of the major bodies of water in Coos County. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, that narrows it down. You're thanks, Mark. What a pal. Yeah, but I don't do hook and cook anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I hope people get up there, and we'll keep talking it up. Stay well, and hopefully just do the routine stuff. Hopefully no searches, no rescues, just normal stuff for you guys.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
And the best to Glenn and Matt, Levi, Egan, Eric, Moxie. You got a great crew up there, and hopefully we'll see them as the summer unfolds.
I'm sure we will.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
See you, man. Lieutenant Mark Ober, New Hampshire Fishing Game.
Just right for a Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday morning.
Well, I'm stalking on one of the big bodies of water in Coos.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank Ned narrowed it down, yeah.
But I cannot, and actually this morning at 8:15, we've got Mark Beauchene on from New Hampshire Fishing Game. I cannot.
We're getting good marks today.
Well, but I cannot tell you how personally thrilled I am at the relationship we have with Fishing Game.
It's wonderful. I love it.
To me, it's a
very,
blast.
It's very comfortable here.
Yeah, it's and I've worked with these men and women for years, not just on the air,
mm-hmm.
but because, you know, I hunt fish.
Right.
I have my guide's license, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's been this symbiotic relationship, and it's a great crew, and I've known COs who have retired and some newbies, and well, they were newbies at the time. Now they're oldies, you know, and it's just really good. And now with Northwoods Law on TV, people are seeing these people, and now they get a chance to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Going, oh yeah, you're the
I know
yeah,
that guy.
And, you know, and the Northwoods Law is okay, but they don't want to be TV celebrities except for Hannett. Eric does, but the rest of them don't. But they kind of like the fact that it just shows their job,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we do.
Right.
And they said, you know, all of them say, yeah, you pretty much numb up to the cameras after a while, you
know. Right. You,
really,
you don't
really
even then know that they're there. You're just doing your thing. Yep.
But you don't want people to just think of them as TV celebrities. I'm sorry, they're fish and game officers. They do search and rescue. They stock fish. They check licenses. They do blah, blah. They have a job to do. They're
right.
just not TV celebrities sitting in the woods with robo deer and the radar waiting to get an OHRV. No, no, you know.
Well, yes. And even though this is sort of reality TV.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the reality TV where, okay, the producers are now going to throw a thorn into all of this and throw things out and create drama. No, this drama, any drama that you see is just put together from all the footage that
yeah.
they have.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yep.
You know?
But to have Lieutenant Ober,
true reality.
Jim Nealon, Bill Boudreau, Adam Cheney,
mm-hmm.
Delane Brown, to have them come on the air with us and just shoot the breeze, it's great.
They're just regular folk.
You know, and we've had Richie Krause, Levi Fry,
mm-hmm.
the young guns for the softball team that won over Maine.
Yeah.
I've had them in the, you know, it's just, Fishing Game is part of New Hampshire, man. It's a big part of who we are. And
I'm really
so
hoping
cool.
we're going to get to see another softball game this year.
Oh, hell, I know.
That'd be great.
So thank you to everybody over at Fishing Game that makes these little phone-ins possible. We really do appreciate it. Actually look forward to it. It's very cool.
Yes, we do.
6:51 is the time. We are going to take a break and be back with more right after this.